Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Mananatili sa matinding lockdown ang isang public housing tower sa Melbourne para sa dagdag na 5 araw matapos na ibunyag ng mga pagsusuri na nasa 53 residente ay mayroong COVID-19. Sinabi ng Pamalang Victoria, susuportahan nito ang mga taong nasuring positibo upang subukan na makalipat sa ibang matutuluyan o akomodasyon. Sa tampok na ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tinatantya ng mga health authorities ng Victoria na hanggang 1/4 o 1/4 ng mga residente ng isang public housing tower sa Melbourne ay nahawaan ng COVID-19. Ayon kay Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton, hindi bababa sa 53 ang nagka-virus sa North Melbourne Tower Block sa number 33 Alfred Street, kaya ang lahat ay kailangang manatili sa matindi o hard lockdown ng dagdag na 9 araw.
We need to recognize that there might be 20-25% of individuals in that particular tower who end up developing coronavirus and potentially more. So that has, much like an aged care facility, been designated as everyone requiring quarantine. Obviously, 5 days of quarantine have been done already, where people have stayed in their apartments. But there are another 9 days that will be required for people to be in quarantine in that particular tower.
Kailangang gumawa ng mahirap na mga desisyon ang Victoria, ayon kay Premier Daniel Andrews.
We are in a strategy at the moment to try and drive down numbers, and we therefore need to take some hard decisions, some difficult decisions, but those based on medical advice in order to achieve both good outcomes for individuals and their families, but good outcomes for communities and indeed our whole state as well. And that's exactly what these decisions represent.
Mahigit 2,000 o 2,515 na tests ang ginawa sa 9 na public housing estates, 159 ang lumabas na positibo. Ang 9 na tower ay inilagay sa lockdown noong nagdaang weekend at ayon sa mga tests, 2 sa mga tower na nabanggit sa ngayon ay wala ng coronavirus, habang ang 6 na iba pa ay may mababang antas ng impeksyon. Isasama ang 8 naturang tower sa iba pang bahagi ng Greater Melbourne at Shire of Mitchell na sa ilalim sa Stage 3 restrictions sa susunod na 6 na linggo. Sa kabuuan, naitala ng Victoria ang 165 o 165 na bagong kaso at 477 sa kasalukuyang aktibo o active infections ay mga kaso ng community transmission. Mula nang makarating sa komunidad ang virus dahil sa mga pagkabigo sa hotel quarantine, nadagdagan ang mga panawagan para sa malawakang paggamit ng mga face masks. Ani Deputy Chief Health Officer Nick Coatsworth na inirekomenda ang mga takip sa mukha sa mga lugar tulad ng Melbourne Metro Area at Shire of Mitchell sa mga oras na sa tingin ng mga tao ay hindi na nila mapanatili ang kanilang distansya sa iba.
Surgical mask or cloth mask use is recommended if you find yourself in a situation where you cannot socially distance. This means that if you have to leave your home for any of those reasons for which it is permissible, and you are likely to find yourself in a situation where you cannot maintain 1.5 meters distance, that is, it is advisable to be covering your face with a mask. That, of course, does not change our advice on social distancing. It continues to be the case that the most important measure that you can do to prevent the virus from getting from one person to another is to maintain your distance between individuals.
Naniniwala naman ang Australian Medical Association na panahon na para sa mga taga-Victoria na magsuot ng face mask at tinura ng datos na nakolekta sa US na nagsasabi na ang malawakang paggamit ng mga face mask ay maaaring magkaroon ng resulta na katulad ng pagpapatupad ng matinding lockdown. Sa pahayag ng AMA Victorian President, Associate Professor Julian Rait, sa Radio 3AW.
The data says that it's about 85% or 80% effective, so that in other words, very close to the effect of a hard lockdown if a substantial number of people actually wear masks. And that's based on epidemiological data from the United States, where they had compared states that had mandated the use of masks to those that hadn't.
Ang tinig ng AMA, Victorian President Associate Professor Julian Rait. Sa ngayon, isa ang New South Wales sa mga lugar na walang problema sa community transmission at umaasa si Premier Gladys Berejiklian na mananatili ito sa gayong paraan. Inulit niya ang kanyang pakiusap sa mga tao na nakatira sa mga border ng New South Wales at Victoria na manatili sa kanilang lokal na lugar.
We won't know if there's been community transmission bubbling away under the surface that we don't know about for certain until another few weeks, which is why our state has to be on high alert. We have to be high alert in the activities that we're undertaking, to making sure we're being fussy about how we interact with others and how others interact with us, and especially border communities. Please do not go outside your border community unless you absolutely have to. And similarly, if you're a resident of New South Wales and you've got family or business activity down there, please don't go down there unless it's absolutely, absolutely essential, because we won't know for a few weeks, we won't be confirmed for a few weeks that there hasn't been that level of community transmission that would cause us any concern.
Isang pagkakamali na maaaring potensyal na magkaroon ng epekto sa bilang ng COVID-19 cases ay ang pagkabigo na mass screen ng ilan sa mga pasahero na sumakay sa isang flight ng Jetstar na galing sa Melbourne nang sila'y bumaba sa Sydney noong Martes ng gabi, ikapito ng Hulyo. Sinabi ng Chief Executive ng Jetstar, Gareth Evans, na hindi dapat pinayagan ng airline na umalis sa mga pasahero dahil sa walang mga opisyal ng kalusugan na handang iscreen ng mga pasahero. Binigyang diin ni Evans ng lahat ng mga pasahero ay na-screen bago sila umalis sa Melbourne.
There was not a New South Wales health official in the Aero Bridge. They should have been. Our people should have held the aircraft. They didn't. The passengers got off. We followed them up as quickly as possible. I think what's important, though, is that these passengers were screened. They were screened in Melbourne, and it's the same screening process in Sydney. So they were not unscreened passengers. We need to strengthen, together with New South Wales Health, the rules and processes to make sure that we appropriately screen all passengers at both ends.
But why didn't Jetstar hold the plane and the passengers there until the health team was ready?
Well, you know, as rules change and develop, sometimes these things break down. Unfortunately, that happened.
Manatiling updated tungkol sa coronavirus sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.